This podcast is brought to you by Boston University School of Management, developing tomorrow's builders and leaders by fusing the art, science, and technology of business. For more information, visit bu.edu/management.
My name is Kristen McCormick, and I'm the faculty director of the Public and Nonprofit Management Program at Boston University School of Management. And I'm going to be talking about social entrepreneurship. And I think we'll start with just the definition, because there's a lot of confusion about what is a social entrepreneur, what is social enterprise, is it always nonprofit, is it for-profit, you know, what does it really mean? And in fact, there's a lot of debate about what constitutes a social enterprise. In the broadest sense, a social enterprise is any organization, for-profit or nonprofit, that really is about fundamentally changing the landscape, changing the field of education and how we educate our children, changing how we use out-of-school time, changing how we think about public health or how we care for our elders. Usually, really effective social entrepreneurs are game changers. So social entrepreneurs and social enterprise are quite broad categories, and really most people who are successful in this field see a problem as an opportunity, like any entrepreneur. So, for instance, Citizen Schools saw that the majority of waking hours for a young person are spent outside of school. Now, some people would see that as a problem. It's a problem in terms of juvenile delinquency, teen pregnancy, crime. You could attribute all kinds of problems to too much leisure time on the part of young people. Citizen Schools saw that as an opportunity. How can we take those hours, those waking hours for those school age and middle school kids, and turn them into something positive? How can we take the energy of professional volunteers who are architects and lawyers and artists and connect them with those kids? And in fact, the end result is that not only did Citizen Schools use both of those resources to the benefit of society, but they also went on to shift public policy and to shift how we think about after-school time to the degree where a whole new field has been created called out-of-school time. The entire out-of-school time movement really stemmed from a recognition that those hours are opportunities and not a problem. So in addition to social entrepreneurs changing the landscape of how we think about a particular social issue, a number of social enterprises generate revenue that they can feed back into the mission. One of the oldest ones might be the Girl Scouts selling cookies. Anywhere from 30 to 60% of a local chapter's budget can come from the sale of Girl Scout cookies. Is that a social enterprise? Girls are learning entrepreneurship. Revenue is being generated. It's probably one of the oldest social enterprises in the country. An interesting aspect of social entrepreneurship is what constitutes a social enterprise versus a nonprofit organization. And the fact of the matter is there are a number of organizations and people who are labeled as social entrepreneurs who 20 years ago would have just been given credit for starting a really great nonprofit organization. Some of the question arises with, is this venture generating any revenue? There are some terrific new organizations that are gone to scale, that are affecting thousands, if not millions, of lives, something like Teach for America. At the end of the day, does it generate revenue? Not necessarily. Does that mean it's a social enterprise? Perhaps if you look at the amount of impact that it's having, the number of people it's affecting, are all of the children who participate with Teach for America teachers gaining substantially and significantly in their reading scores and math scores? And does that constitute a social enterprise? There is not a hard and fast answer to any of those questions. They're much debated, and of course that causes some of the confusion. But getting back to social enterprises that generate revenue, a number of nonprofit organizations decide to, working with their clientele, go into business. There are successful nonprofits that have started culinary arts programs, catering programs, landscaping companies, recycling programs that employ their residents or employ the people who they work with, their primary clientele, as well as generate revenue for the organization. Artists for Humanities is a very successful Boston-based nonprofit organization that generates a substantial percentage of their income from the sale of the artwork that the children create. And they rent out some of the kids' artwork to corporations, and they have a revenue stream that comes in that way. They've melded their mission along with a revenue stream, and that's been very beneficial to them as an organization. And that would be yet another example of another type of social enterprise.
This podcast has been a presentation of Boston University School of Management. For additional podcasts or more information about our programs, visit bu.edu/management.